Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It is indeed Tuesday afternoon, but I am indeed not Scoot. Hey, it's me, your friendly neighborhood Ian Hoke, sitting in for just a couple minutes. Scoot is on his way here. There's no reason to think that this is going to go on too terribly long. But for now, it's just me and Coleman hanging out with you. We're going to get things started. He does have a great show planned for you today. Going in kind of reverse order here. You probably already heard about the new autistic Barbie doll from Mattel. Yeah, you know, they've been doing this for a while. They got the astronaut Barbie or the athlete Barbie, or sometimes there's a Barbie who uses a wheelchair or something like that. Well, now they're rolling out autistic Barbie. So we'll tell you a little bit about the traits that this Barbie doll has that signify that she's autistic. We're going to ask you, do you support more diverse Barbie dolls? Do you think they actually make a difference? If you have a little girl in your life, a daughter or a niece or a friend or a neighbor or somebody like that who lives with autism, do you think it moves the needle for them that they see themselves represented in a Barbie doll like that? I would guess that it does, because I know, not with specific reference to autism, but I've met little girls who play with Barbie dolls that are reflective of things that they do in their own life, whether it's their hobbies or their career paths or something else that they like to do. And it seems to matter to them that they have a doll that has the same kind of life they do. So we'll be talking about that. And in the 2 o'clock hour, of course, we'll be talking a bit about the NFL playoffs. They've been pretty dang good so far, even without the Saints in them. Are you still watching? Who do you think is going to make it to the Super Bowl? And who do you think is going to win it all? If you've been listening to this program at all in the last month or so, you know that I'm going to be rooting for the Denver Broncos this year. I don't know how much of the Broncos you got an opportunity to watch, but my family in Colorado just kept sending me clips of the Broncos doing crazy stuff, just kind of finding wild ways to win. And I know everybody's a little bit salty about, Sean Payton being over there, and that's okay. I'm not here to tell you that that's not justified or that you have to like the Broncos just because I do. But just from the straight up NFL entertainment value perspective, the Broncos have been undeniable this year. Some of the crazy ways they've found a way to win these games, you can't just help but smile and clap a little bit. And, I think it's their turn. I remember I was, eighth, ninth grade when John Elway took to the Broncos to the Super Bowl and won twice. And, of course, we all remember Peyton Manning, the Peyton Manning Broncos era back in the day. So, all these things come in cycles. They ebb and flow. I think if the Broncos won the Super Bowl this year, I think that would be good. That's just the way the universe works. In her inaugural speech, Mayor Helena Moreno said that she wants a New Orleans where people can drive down the street without beating up our cars, obviously talking about the city's pothole problem. Where are the worst potholes in town right now? I'll tell you where the worst potholes are. I think it's on Zimple Street. Zimple Street up. Okay. I'm going to get into a whole can of worms. Uptown sucks. It's the university area right now is a tire fire. It's so bad. And it's been that way for a long time. I know this because, you know, last summer I was in the New Orleans Shakespeare Festival at Tulane. So I was going up and down Broadway quite a bit. Broadway was closed, you know, in the lakebound direction, and then part of it was closed in the riverbound direction. It's still closed all these months later. What is it, mid-January? We're going back there to do the remount of the play we did last summer. And all the streets that were closed last summer are still closed today. It's a mess. I feel terrible for people who live in that neighborhood, not only because it's, you know, Greek life season right now, but also just the streets are unpassable. But let me tell you this. A time is coming when all the traffic cones and all the little barriers and banners and everything is going to go away, and you're going to have a nice new street. And the first time you drive down that newly paved street, you're going to realize what a tremendous stressor it is to drive down a bad street. I remember when they redid Franklin Avenue below St. Claude a couple years ago, the first time I got an opportunity to go down that, I felt like I just walked out of a spa or something. I mean, it felt so good. And I realized that I guess it was kind of disassociating. You know, I was not letting myself feel the stress and anxiety that you get from driving down a bad road like that. So if you live in the uptown, you know, especially around Broadmoor, Pine, Maple, that sort of area over there, it's coming. A day is coming where you're not going to have to deal with that stuff anymore, and maybe it'll feel worth it, but it'll certainly feel good. Anyway, getting back to Zimple Street. Zimple is the street that The Boot is on. The Boot is at the corner of Zimple and Broadway. And if you're going up Broadway, like right past The Boot and the Mushroom, and then you turn a right to go in there, Zimple Street's a disaster. Poor Julia, my fiance, she was driving down there just a couple days ago, I think it was Saturday, and hit a pothole, and it ripped the liner out of her wheel well. And we look in the rearview mirror, and there's this big round piece of plastic just sitting in the roadway. And she says, "That's not from me, is it?" And I said, "Babe, I think that is." I went back out there and I checked it out and picked it up. Sure enough, it's missing from the rear passenger wheel well. Now, fortunately, that's not a very expensive part to replace. So, you know, we'll be okay. But it's very inconvenient. It could have been way worse. Is the wheel damaged? I don't know. We'll have to get in there and see once we, you know, get somebody to put the liner back in there. Zimple Street has some of the worst potholes. If anybody lives or goes to school around Tulane and you ever have to get in there on Zimple Street, man, I feel your pain. I hope they get around to that one eventually. We want to hear from you. Where are the worst potholes in town right now? In fact, pretend that I'm 311. Call us. Call 504-260-1870 and we'll just pretend that this is 311 and you can tell me where the bad potholes are. And we'll do kind of a dry run, a practice run, so that when you actually call 311, you know just what to say. 311 works great. I had to call 311, I think, just a week ago because the house next to mine, my neighbors, they got a recycling can out there that the lid is busted. So there's no lid on this recycling can. So it just collects rainwater and people throw garbage in it. Nobody ever comes to clean it up. The neighbors moved out of that house a couple months ago. So I called 311 and I said, "Hey, man, come get this crummy recycling bin out of here." They said, "Yes, sir, we'll be right on it." Later that day, I had to call 311 and say, "Hey, man, there's a dead cat in front of the church on my street, just sitting there in the sidewalk. Whose job is that?" They said, "Oh, you know what? We already got a call about that dead cat, and we're sending somebody out this afternoon." I was on the phone with that person for 5 minutes, and they were so helpful. They were so kind. I remember after Ida, I kind of took it upon myself to call 311 to tell them where all the streetlights were busted up in the CBD, like around the radio station here. Because I was walking home to and from the French Quarter and I would observe all these lights were busted and I'd call 311. And every time I called 311, I never had to wait very long. If the person that answered the phone wasn't the person I needed to speak to, they got me transferred right away. All this is to say, our brand new Mayor Moreno and the rest of City Hall officials are encouraging residents to call 311 if the lights are out in your neighborhood, even if the lights have been out for years. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's a new life. It's New Orleans 4.0. I don't know what you want to call this software upgrade, but call 311. Call them. Maybe they don't know. I'm not sure what the staffing turnover has been like at the 311 call center, but it couldn't hurt just to call and say, hey, I live at the corner of Broadway and Zimple in this street, you know, looks like Fallujah. So why don't you send somebody out here to pave over it?
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The big news today is this Lights On initiative. They want to improve city lighting. They're doing this to highlight public safety and quality of life improvements. Helena Moreno, just about a week ago, we had a great story on our website that said what Moreno wanted to do with her first 100 days. And one of the first items on the list was, we got to finish up some of these infrastructure projects. We got to get through some of this built environment issues. Crime, education, the budget, all very important. But the low-hanging fruit right now, the thing we're going to get the highest return on investment on right now, is infrastructure. So here we are. We're one day in to Helena Moreno's first 100 days. And this morning, she gave a little press conference to talk about this Lights On initiative. And, well, let's hear it from her.
Constantly said, and you all know this very well, we in the city of New Orleans certainly have our financial challenges, no doubt about it, that we can work through. But one thing that I know that we can do is work with urgency, increase coordination and collaboration, better management.
Yes.
And those things I want to demonstrate today, that's where you're going to see the big change. That's where you're going to see the big change, and that's where we can make the biggest difference, and where people throughout the city will see this whole new level of urgency.
You know who else was at that presser this morning? Police Chief Ann Kirkpatrick. Let's hear from her.
When I came to New Orleans a couple of years ago, and I'm not kidding, I was riding around going, boy, it sure is dark. Where are those street lights? And I will say that it is true that the mayor is going to be brilliant in the basics. And if you're just brilliant in the basics, you will always win. And you know, this is my church family over here, and my pastor was the one who began our time together. And Pastor, I actually listened to you. And you said, and you know something, there's truth in the fact that where there is darkness, evil lurks.
Where there's darkness, evil lurks. Nice, nice, nice. It is impossible not to listen. I don't know. Maybe it's not impossible for you. Maybe I'm painting with too broad a brush here. It's impossible for me not to listen to those comments and not believe that something can actually happen here. That this is not just the same old thing that we always hear at the beginning of new administrations, whether it's a new mayor or a new governor or a new president. Everybody's excited. As soon as their hand comes off the Bible, the expectations are through the roof. They've made all these promises. Everybody's feeling good. They haven't really had a chance to disappoint us yet. So again, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what this administration's going to be doing in 6, 12, 18, 24 months. But let's just live in the now, man. This feels good. This feels like there are real opportunities for progress here. And I'm so glad that she is starting out with some of these quality of life issues that are not intractable, generational, complex problems. Like, how do you fund the schools, or how do you lower the crime rate? Those are really hard questions to answer. And there's a lot of interested parties that are going to have a lot of sometimes conflicting things to say about how to answer those questions. But when it comes down to this stuff, just like get the lights on, get the streets paved, improve your quality of life through these, you know, these environmental issues that you have to deal with every day, whether or not you have a school-age child or whether or not there's crime in your life or you live in poverty or not, we all have to deal with these issues. And there is not an atom in my body that thinks Helena Moreno isn't A, serious about addressing those issues, B, competent to do the coalition building necessary to address those issues. I'll tell you a brief story. The first time I ever met Helena Moreno face to face, I think it was just maybe it was last October. No. It would have been early. Yeah, last spring, maybe like last April or May. And she had just given a little speech, and I kind of waited in line to speak to her. And I get up there and I say, "Councilwoman, my name's Ian Hoke." And she says, "Oh, you're Ian from WWL." Like, she recognized me, which was weird. Really threw me off. I was like, no. I'm here to recognize you. You don't get to recognize me. This is very strange. But I told her, I said, "I'm really in support of your campaign because I really intuitively in my gut feel like you're the one who's going to move the ball down the field in terms of me having a future here." As you know, I went to Loyola. I graduated this spring after Katrina. And I would guess that 4 out of 5 members of my graduating class left New Orleans. They did not stick around after they graduated. And they had varying reasons for that. But one that I heard a lot was, "There's no future here. This place is a disaster area. There's no jobs. I can't begin a career here. I can't buy a house here. I can't start a family here. I can't see myself living in this place. I can't see myself investing in this place. I can't see myself putting down roots here." Some of those people eventually came back. Some of them stayed wherever they went back to. But getting back to the conversation I had with Helena Moreno, I told her, I was like, "Ma'am, I'm in support of your campaign because I believe you when you say that you're going to implement policies and kind of shift the way that we think about what is possible here." And I got a little bit emotional with her. I said, "You know, I have a great career that I don't want to walk away from. I love New Orleans. I fell in love with New Orleans a long, long time ago. It's my adopted hometown. I'm not anxiously awaiting an opportunity to move away or anything like that. But I also look around and I think, who in their right mind would invest in this place? What would it take to convince me it was a good idea, a good investment to buy a house here or to start a family here, to put a kid in school here?" And like I said, I got kind of emotional talking to her about that. And she gave me a hug and she said, "That is exactly the kind of concern that my administration will work on allaying. That fear, we're aware that it exists, and we know that it's not just a personal emotional issue. It's about survival. If we cannot convince young, upwardly mobile people to invest in New Orleans, to buy a house here, to start a business here, to start a family here, then what are we even doing? What is the purpose of all the work that we're doing to make this a better place to live if it's not convincing young people to stay here and convincing young people to move here from other places? And I looked right in her eyes when she said that to me, and I believed her. And I got a pretty good BS detector. I've met a lot of politicians in my day. Not every interaction goes like that. So I feel pretty good. And I know a lot of other people feel pretty good. I would love for you to tell me why. I think I've just done a fair job of explaining to you why I feel good about it. But let's talk about it. It's 504-260-1870. That's the way to get in touch on the Oaken Art Jewelers Talk and Text line. And we can also read your text messages. I'll reply to as many as I can. And the very best ones I'll read on the air. So make them count. The Lights On initiative is underway. Where do you have an issue with lighting in your neighborhood? Pretend I'm 311. Call me. Tell me about the lights out. I'm Ian Hoke, sit in for Scoot. He should be here any minute. I'll be right back after this.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.